This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Two tornadoes that hit communities on the Eastern Plains have now been categorized as EF2s by the National Weather Service. The rating is out of 5 and based on wind velocity and damage. Winds blew more than 110 miles per hour. EF2s are rare in Colorado. In a study from 1950 to 2012, they made up fewer than 6% of twisters in the state. Meanwhile, CPR's Bozzy Kanani tells us about a solar farm destroyed by one twister.
The power is owned by Core Electric Services. The energy goes to more than 375,000 people from Bennett to Castle Rock to Fairplay. Amber King is a communications manager for the company.
We're working with the owner of that generating facility to understand the full extent of that damage, but ultimately, you know, it won't impact reliability to our system, and we'll continue to work with them to understand the full implications of that damage.
It won't impact reliability because the company says they have at least 6 other sources. An analysis by the National Renewable Energy Lab finds this is generally true in the industry, and that's a bit of good news as the world looks to embrace green energy. A grid with more renewables would probably have enough resources to back up limited damage to specific installations like the solar farm hit by a tornado this week.
CPR's Bozzy Kanani. The crumbling Jaffa Opera House in Trinidad is receiving nearly $1.9 million from the EPA to help address asbestos in the historic building. That says the facility's foundation continues to seek out grants to help bring the 142-year-old building back to life. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.